بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا صليتم على الميت فأخرسوا له الدعاء. رواه أبو داود. We continue in the chapter of what we should be reciting in the Janazah Salah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as reported by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, he mentions that when you perform janazah salah on the deceased person, then make dua for him exclusively, make dua for him with sincerity. So again, before the mayit is buried, the janazah salah is performed. So when we are performing his janazah salah, in the janazah salah we are reading duas. In these duas we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive this mayyit. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises us that it is important that we supplicate for the mayyit with sincerity. وعنه رضي الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصلاة على الجنازة اللهم أنت ربها وأنت خلقتها وأنت هديتها للإسلام وأنت قبضت روحها وأنت أعلم بسرها وعلانيتها وَقَدْ جِئْنَاكَ شُفَعَاءَ لَهُ فَغْفِرْ لَهُ. رواه أبو داود. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن نريث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم supplicated in dua for the deceased person as the following. He said, O Allah, you are the mayyit's sustainer. You are his sustainer. You created him. O Allah, and you guided him towards Islam. Now, Allah, you took away his soul. وَأَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِسِرِّهَا وَعْلَانِيَتِهَا. And Allah, you know best the actions of this mayyit in public and in privacy. So in private and in public, Allah, you know the actions of this mayyit. We have come, O Allah, as shufa'a, as those who are going to intercede on behalf of this mayyit. So we are interceding on behalf of this mayyit. And Allah, you forgive him. فَغْفِرْ لَهُ. O Allah, so please forgive him. So these are various mastoon duas, and we know one or two common ones, but these are also mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he made this dua as well. وعن واثلة بن الأسقع رضي الله عنه قال صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على رجل من المسلمين فسمعته يقول اللهم إن فلان ابن فلان في ذمتك وحبل جوارك فقه فتنة القبر وعذاب النار وأنت أهل الوفاء والحمد اللهم اغفر له وارحمه إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. رواه أبو داود. In this hadith also, واثرة ابن الأسقع رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he performed the janazah salah for a person, deceased Muslim, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard him saying, O Allah, so and so person is in your security, is under your protection, so save him from the fitnas, from the trials of the qabr, and from the punishment of Jahannam. You are the being, O Allah, who fulfills promises, and you are worthy of praise. O Allah, forgive him and be merciful to him. So again, we find that in janazah salah, we are asking for maghfirat of the mayyit. So janazah salah itself too, it's a dua. And it is a dua, we are coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this form, begging for Allah's forgiveness on behalf of this mayyit. So Allah must protect him from Jahannam, Allah must protect him from the azab of qabr, and Allah must wipe out his sins. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ أَبِي أَوْفَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ كَبَّرَ عَلَى جَنَازَةِ إِبْنَةٍ لَهُ أَرْبَعَ تَكْبِيرَاتٍ فَقَامَ بَعْدَ الرَّابِعَةِ كقدر ما بين التكبيرتين يستغفر لها ويدعو ثم قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع هكذا وفي رواية كبر أربعا فمكث ساعة حتى ظننت أنه سيكبر خمسا ثم سلم عن يمينه وعن شماله فلما انصرف قلنا له ما هذا فقال إني لا أزيدكم على ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع وهكذا صنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه الحاكم وقال حديث صحيح. In this hadith, it is narrated that Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala, he performed janazah salah over his deceased daughter, and he made four takbirs, and this would be mentioned in janazah salah, there are four takbirs. But in this particular instance, after the fourth takbir, he remains standing for as long as he stood between the other two takbirs, or other between the two takbirs, seeking forgiveness for his daughter and supplicating, and he then said that Rasulullah ﷺ used to do so. Another narration says that he made the takbir for the fourth time and then he remained silent until the narrator says, I felt he is going to make a fifth takbir. And then he made salam to his right and his left. And when he turned around, we asked him, what is this? He replied, I will not do more than what I saw Rasulullah ﷺ doing. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ did. So, in this particular incident, that after the fourth takbir, Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala, he waited for a while and he made dua. You know, but from various other ahadith and the fuqaha have mentioned, that there's four takbirs, and after the fourth takbir, we make salam on the right and salam on the left. He did so, he made salam on the right and left, but just that after the fourth takbir, he still stood for a while and he made dua, and because he said he saw Rasulullah ﷺ doing so, and it's possible that in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, there may have been some occasion where Rasulullah ﷺ did this, and therefore, in some madahib, they do follow this practice, where after the fourth takbir, you will find they wait for a little while, in which they're making dua. Otherwise, the Hanafi madhab is after the fourth takbir, we make salam immediately on the right and the left. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu wa la ilaha.